Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3477B. Today's date is October 17th, 2024. And the title of the episode is Why Was She Reserved for the Last Minute? October Surprise. Time to Take It All Back. Let's talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods and it is far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22 or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters. It looks like they're preparing and getting ready to maybe slip someone in. And what's very interesting is they're having Kamala Harris. She's making the rounds and she is bombing in the interview. She doesn't have any help. It's not scripted. She's not in a safe place. And it looks like they're using the same exact strategy that they used on Biden. And I do believe Kamala was a stepping stone. They needed her to get to the next person. And it looks like they're preparing for maybe an October surprise. So the question is, if they're able to do this, who are they going to bring in? Well, what's very interesting is that Obama, remember when he went out to the black men and said, listen, I'm black, you're black, you should be voting for the black woman. And the men said, well, I'm not voting for her just because of her skin color. I would vote for the person that's best for the job. And right now, Kamala is not best for the job. Now, the question is, why did he use that strategy? Was that just to try to get black votes or did he do it on purpose to see where people stood and let it go viral where people said, listen, we don't care what your skin color is. We will vote for who we feel is the best for this position. So is that going to allow Obama and team to take Kamala, remove her and bring maybe a white woman in, maybe Hillary Clinton or are they just going to swap her out for a black woman? I do believe he was testing the waters to see how people feel. Let it go viral. Let it get out there and let everyone comment. And this way they can make the decision how they're going to work this. I do believe they're going to be bringing someone else in. Now, it could be Hillary. It could be Michelle Obama. It could be both. But it looks like at this point in time, it looks like we're heading in that direction because we had Obama and Biden and others at Ethel Kennedy's funeral. And he was caught on video talking to Biden. Talking about Obama talking to Biden. And of course, you couldn't hear what they were saying. But again, you knew there were cameras around. You knew that people were filming you. Was this done on purpose so people would capture what they were saying? Because remember, their base right now, they're struggling. Kamala doesn't have the base behind her, which means they don't have the votes. See, they need some votes, and then they need the ballots to make up the rest. If you don't have the votes, you can't do everything with the ballots. That's going to be completely and utterly impossible, which means the election would be too big to rig. So it looks like he might have done this on purpose. I don't think anything is a coincidence. And he might have done this to get the word out there. And they love to tell you what they're going to do one way or another. And they might have done this to have people accept it. Oh, wait, I heard Obama say that she's weak. I heard Biden say she's weak. I heard that she's not going to be able to do this. And they have some time now. Time for what? Time to swap this person out? Maybe, maybe not. Plus, Trump actually gave us a message within one of his truths, letting us know that since CBS modified what she said, and it looks like the Kamala's administration was involved in this, it looks like he's saying that she should be removed from running as president. So I think all of this coming together might mean they're ready and prepared to make a switch. Plus, they decided to put Kamala in the press conference to let everyone know that Israel killed Sinwar. And they made her look very, very presidential. Now, I remember when I was interviewing Kash Patel, he let everyone know that Kamala is going to be made acting president. Now, she was going to be made acting president to try to boost her numbers. Biden was going to be removed. So this is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. Remember, just because they're planning this, it doesn't mean they're going to succeed in their plan, but this is what they're planning. And we could see that since Obama had a conversation with Biden, he was talking about that we have time. And that is very, very interesting. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about how the Muslim Brotherhood fits into everything. Because remember, when Obama came into office back in 2008, he actually started the infiltration of this country, started the insurgency, and started to replace a lot of people and brought in the Muslim Brotherhood. And what's very interesting, and Paul Sperry put this out, New York City Mayor Eric Adams let himself be bribed with $100,000 by Muslim Brotherhood leader Erdogan into erecting a monument to Islam, influencing Manhattan skyline with Turkish consulate tower with curving facade inspired by Islamic crescent and featuring a mosque inside. So that's very interesting. So it looks like they set Mayor Eric Adams up. I'm not saying he's clean. I'm not saying he's a good guy, but this is how they get people to do certain things, because once again, they blackmail them, they bribe them, they find out what their fetishes are, then they can control them. If they step out of line, if they go against the criminal syndicate, well, they're already criminals. They already have dirt on them, and it's very, very easy to go after them. Mayor Adams, he decided to step outside of the criminal syndicate and actually talk about how immigration is not good for the city. And if we continue on this path, the city is going to be completely ransacked by the illegals and we won't even recognize the city. So he went against the criminal syndicate, and the criminal syndicate is going to use either his fetish or his blackmail or his crimes or whatever he has. They're going to use that against them because they already know what he's already done. That's why these people stay in line. If you go out of line, you're screwed. They will take you down. And this is how the criminal syndicate works. Remember, Trump, he's not battling one person. He's not battling Kamala. I mean, if it was just her and she didn't have the criminal syndicate behind her, she's not anyone that he has to worry about. He's not really battling her. She's just a puppet. He's battling the puppet masters behind the scenes. He's battling the criminal syndicate. That's who he's battling. And you could see with this Fox News interview, it has not helped Kamala whatsoever. It actually hurt her. And if it really went well, she would have clips of it all over the place, but she doesn't. And all she did was bring up Trump like something like 57 times or something, because I do believe what happened was they told her, listen, if you get into trouble, divert the question, go right into Trump, blame it all on him. And that's exactly what she did throughout the entire thing. But the other thing that was very interesting, and Brett Baer actually formulated the questions in a way to trap her every single time. And he started to talk about the border and why didn't you do anything with the border? How many people came in over the border during your time that you were the border czar? And she brought up the bill. And she brought up that, hey, in the very, very beginning, we had a bill. And he said, well, wait a minute. Didn't Democrats control the House? Didn't Democrats control the Senate for 2 years? Why couldn't you get the bill passed? No, what really happened was they came into office. They reversed everything Trump did. And they started their agenda. And yes, there was another bill later on with the Republicans. But again, Byron Donalds, he countered her entire argument with the following. why the Senate border deal failed. Codify catch and release, let in 1.8 million illegals, fund sanctuary cities, fund NGOs moving illegals, lawyers to illegals, work permits to illegals, nothing to deport illegals, no immediate wall funds, weak asylum screening, $60 billion to Ukraine. Does anybody want that? Is that going to solve the border problem? No, it's going to make it a lot worse. And this is why nobody went for it. All they had to do, and they had the power to do this, was to bring everything back the way Trump had it. They did it by themselves. They could do it by themselves to bring it all back. These were Trump's executive orders. But again, they don't want you to know about that. They don't want you to know it's that easy. See, they try to make it look like it's really, really difficult. Oh, my God, we don't have Congress. Oh, my God, we can't do this. Well, if it's that easy to undo, it's very, 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 very easy to redo what you had. It's not rocket scientists here. But they love to make you think that these things can't be done. And I do believe this is why Trump, when he was in his first term in the White House, actually, this is his second term, but he's not in the White House. I do believe he showed people, look how easy this is. I was able to get the wall being built. Even though they kept pushing back on me, I was able to get it done. I was able to place tariffs on China. I was able to renegotiate NAFTA. I was able to do all these things. And the executive order part, that was very, very easy for him. And the deep state players and all past presidents, they always tried to make it seem like it's very, very difficult to do these things. Well, that's an excuse. That's noise. It's not that difficult to do if you're really trying to make the country great. If you're really trying to close the borders, it's very easy to do. But if you have a different agenda, yeah, it's going to be a lot more difficult because you don't want that to happen because your agenda is completely different. And you can see what their agenda is. Right now, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is announcing new actions to provide temporary immigration reprieve to eligible Lebanese nationals currently in the United States and allowing them the opportunity to request work authorization. Included in the announcement are details related to the deferred enforcement departure for Lebanese nationals as previously announced in July. So now they're giving protective status to Lebanese nationals. Why would they be doing this? Because it's all part of their agenda. Their agenda is to bring in as many illegals as possible. Their agenda is to have these illegals replace the American people. Their agenda is to have these illegals use the mail-ins to manipulate the voting. Their agenda is to have these illegals cause chaos during the election and after the election, maybe even before the election. That is why they're doing all this. And you can see the social media platforms, the propaganda outlets like the fake news, the corrupt politicians, they actually create the noise, they censor, so people don't really know what's going on. And what's very interesting, we know from Twitter and the Twitter files that the Biden administration, they were working with Twitter to censor people. We've come to find out the same thing is happening with Facebook. And now we've come to find out that they're continually shadow banning on Meta during the election. James O'Keefe put this out on X and says the following. Senior Meta engineer reveals anti-Kamala posts are automatically demoted. Admits shadow banning tactics. Say your uncle in Ohio said something about Kamala and how she's unfit to be president because she doesn't have a child. That kind of shit automatically is demoted. The person would not be notified, but would see a decline in their post engagement and impressions explaining that Meta's integrity team is responsible for controlling content through civic classifiers, a system that shadow bans posts without notifying users. He said that a specialized special weapons and tactics, and they call it SWAT team, that was created at Meta to do this. There is a SWAT team that's already set up since April, just to think about all the scenarios of how the platform could be abused. When asked if Meta is doing their due diligence to protect democracy from disinformation, he said, that's all going to be demoted 100%. When asked, you guys at Meta have the ability to influence the outcome of the election? He said, yes, admitting that Meta's power to sway political outcomes is huge. When asked if Mark Zuckerberg, co-founder and CEO at Meta, supports Meta political influence and agenda to help Democratic Party, he answered 100% Yes. And that should tell you everything you need to know. Did Mark Zuckerberg change his ways? Absolutely not. You think YouTube has changed? Google has changed? Absolutely not. I mean, you probably could do an experiment on yourself. Just open up an Instagram account and get some followers. Then start posting all positive Trump and negative stuff about Kamala. And see how quickly your views and your interactions go down. I think a lot of people are starting to see that. Again, that is a form of communication blackout. Now, think about what they've done already. They've arrested the CEO of Telegram. Now he's abiding by their rules. They took down X in Brazil. Now X is abiding by their rules. They're going to tell him who to censor. And now the EU has warned X that it may calculate potential fines against the social media platform by including revenue from Elon Musk's other businesses. So they're already planning on fining Musk's platforms, and they're going to include his other businesses, which means they're going to try to bring down X any way they possibly can. Again, another form of communication blackout. Start to add all this up. You could see where all of this is headed. And when this doesn't work, what do you think they're going to do next? They're going to shut everything down. And I do believe that day is coming very, very quickly. Actually, if you notice, the month of October right now, in regards of October surprises, it's very, very quiet. I mean, we've already had, going back to 2020 at this time, I think it was the 14th or so, we already had the New York Post come out with the Hunter Biden laptop. And then we had everyone, all of a sudden, whoever reported on it, they were censored. Here we are at October 17th. And it seems like it's very, very quiet, which means when something's this quiet and we're approaching the elections, yes, I know Kamala's bombing and things like that, but something big is about to happen. And we should be prepared for all this. I wouldn't be surprised if one of the October surprises is a swap of Kamala. They'll take her out and bring someone else in. Do I believe there'll be other things? Absolutely. Now, what's very interesting is we could see that Kamala, since she had a huge problem dealing with Bret Baier, she only did like a 26-minute interview. How is she going to handle dealing with Putin, dealing with Xi, dealing with anything that goes on, like war? She wouldn't be able to do it. She couldn't even handle a simple interview. And what's very interesting, and Paul Sperry put this out, according to a just-released book, War, Vice President Kamala Harris personally advised Ukrainian President Zelensky to run away and go somewhere to hide before the Russians invaded. But Zelensky was clear he would be staying in Kiev. Kamala was convinced he would die. That should tell you everything you need to know right there. Run and hide. That's very interesting. But we've come to find out that the Biden administration is now delivering $425 million of support for Ukraine's defense. So they can send, with no problem, $425 million over to Ukraine, money over to Lebanon. But when it comes to the people of North Carolina, you need Congress. John Jr. responded and said, "And the people who lost homes and loved ones in North Carolina get a $750 loan. Screw you." Absolutely. But what's very interesting is that Israel killed Sinwar. And it looks like Biden and Harris, they're taking credit for this. And what they did is they made her look very, very presidential. She actually gave the news brief. And it seems like they're getting people used to her being the acting president, which means pretty soon Biden is going to be stepping down, which is going to be very, very interesting. But they did try to take credit in a statement welcoming Sinwar's death on Sunday. The problem with all this is that Biden and Harris, they opposed Israel's operation and warned of consequences. Let's go back a little bit in time. Greg Price put this out and said, "Kamala said last March that it would be a huge mistake for Israel to go into Rafah because she studied the maps. Since then, the IDF has rescued multiple hostages in Rafah and eliminated the architect of the 10/7 attack in Rafah." So they're trying to take credit for this, And they had nothing to do with this. Actually, they were opposed to all of this. But you can see what Israel is doing right now. They're removing all of these people one by one, removing the state-funded actors. You could, Obama and team, they must be panicking right now because they're losing the war right now. And eventually what's going to happen, they're going to have no state-funded terrorists. The people of Iran, they're going to rise up against the Iranian leaders because their Hezbollah is being decimated. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for everything that Obama has set up. And I do believe Iran is going to be free of these terrorists, the deep state players, just like we're going to be free of the deep state players in this country. And I think other countries are going to be free of the deep state players. But what's very interesting is that Tulsi Gabbard, she was talking at Turning Point Action, and she said something very interesting, and Charlie Kirk put this out. She warns that Kamala Harris might start a new war to prove herself as commander-in-chief. So let's get this straight. Remember, when we have the elections, and let's say Trump wins, which I do believe he's going to win, Kamala Harris, Biden, they're still in power. They're in power until January. So we have the month of November, the month of December, and almost the month of January. They have to do the certification on January 6th. So if they make Kamala Harris the acting president, will she try to bring us to war during this period of time? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see how this all plays out. I just want to remind everyone, it just doesn't end at the elections. Everything just doesn't come to a screeching halt. The deep state's still there. The economy is still breaking down. War is still approaching. Trump is the president-elect. But again, everything is still in motion and the deep state players are still in power. So if you're thinking once the election happens, everything is all said and done, I don't think it's going to work that way. Look what we've gone through since 2016, actually even further back than that. The deep state doesn't give up until they're destroyed because, again, they're criminals and they know what would happen if they give up. They go to jail and they don't want to go to jail. They're going to continue to fight all the way down the line. And I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they're prepared. They know what they're going to do. And I think they're bringing them down this path because, remember, they can either use the ballots to cheat, which they're going to try to do. You can see that they're planning on this. They don't have COVID like they did before. They don't have the same laws, which really weren't laws. We had certain Secretary of State and others pass certain things or just dictate them. But this time they don't have it. Trump and Patriots, they put up a lot of roadblocks. They have a lot of lawyers on standby. They're trying to bring them down this path. And they've tried to push some type of virus, but it's failed every single time. So they don't have the ability that they had back in 2020. This is going to be a huge problem for them. And what's very interesting of what came out during COVID is that people heard of ivermectin. People heard of hydroxychloroquine. And we mentioned this the other day, that William Mackis, MD, he put up a peer-reviewed document showing that ivermectin works against cancer. And we're hearing now stories of people that have been using ivermectin to cure their cancer. He put this up and says, new article. Ivermectin testimony in breast cancer. After 4 months of high-dose ivermectin, patient is cancer-free. Now what? I know how much mainstream oncology and big pharma love these ivermectin success stories. Every time a patient cures themselves with ivermectin, somewhere an mRNA cancer vaccine maker loses another 500,000. So you're taking high dose of ivermectin for breast cancer, and after 4 months, you're cancer-free. Now what? It's a good problem to have, isn't it? And it's a question I get all the time. What do you do now? Do you stop the high dose? What does a maintenance protocol look like? I go into some discussion on this topic in my new article. So it looks like we're finding out that ivermectin, I do believe hydroxychloroquine, is now curing cancer. Remember, cancer is a virus. These are antiviral medications. They will cure the flu. They will cure the cold, the common cold. They will cure COVID. They will basically cure any virus. Now, it depends on the dosage and Of course, you have to be monitored to make sure it's working the right way. But again, this is something I believe the pharmaceutical companies didn't want anyone to know. They didn't want anyone to know that there were cures out there. And what's very interesting, since we had COVID, I don't think these drugs would have been brought into the spotlight without COVID. So it looks like COVID might have been used to actually usher in the cure of cancer. I mean, we'll have to see how this plays out, and we'll have to see what doctors do with it, just like Zelenko, when he was using hydroxychloroquine to cure COVID. He cured thousands and thousands of patients. And now what we've come to find out, and Carly Bone put this out, is that transgender veterans, they're getting cancer. And they all had something in common. They were treated with hormone therapy. And it looks like it played a role in tumor growth and cancer. So maybe they can use ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to cure themselves. I think people are going to experiment with this. I think doctors and other lab technicians and everyone else is going to start to use them and start to realize, holy crap, these drugs really, really work. And I think people are going to be very, very surprised. I mean, think about all the things that they've told us in the past. Ivermectin is a horse pill. Don't use hydroxychloroquine because it will scar your heart. Attention, patriots. You see what's happening out there? COVID, monkeypox, bird flu, the threats are constant, and we're not getting the full story from those in power. But here's the truth. You don't have to sit back and rely on them to protect you. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the fearless physician who advised the Trump administration and saved countless lives with his at-home treatments, has created Z-Stack, the original all-natural at-home preventative vitamin for COVID, flu, and other viral illnesses. This isn't just another supplement. It's a powerhouse blend of quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D, specifically designed to fortify your immune system and keep you ready for anything. Imagine the confidence of knowing you're protected and prepared, taking your health into your own hands. This is about more than just vitamins. It's about freedom and taking back control. So don't wait for someone else to tell you what to do. Take action now. Go to ZStackLife.com and grab your bottle of Z-Stack today. Use promo code X22 at checkout to save 20%. Protect yourself, protect your family, and stay strong with Z-Stack. Once again, ZStackLife.com and use code X22 or click the link in the description. And it doesn't work on COVID. And then we've come to find out that these were all lies. And think about all the other things that they've done where they've lied to us. They manipulated or held back statistical numbers. For example, Alexander the Great put this out. You don't accidentally report a drop in crime when you actually have a sharp increase. You don't accidentally report more jobs than actually exists. You don't accidentally misplace money for Ukraine. You don't accidentally release billions to Iran right before they start funding wars. Everything was done in coordination. Trump is fighting against the people who have the ability to manipulate everything we see and hear. If you're still supporting Trump amidst one of the great indoctrinations in history, congratulations, you're smarter than they expected. And that's absolutely true. They've lied to us about a lot of things. They covered up a lot of things. And they pretend something's happening when it really isn't. And people are catching on. People are waking up. People see it, just like they're seeing Kamala Harris. And she was doing a podcast, I think this was called The Breakfast Club, and Still Boneless put this out and said, just look at what she does here when she's talking. She puts her hand up to her ear, and it looks like she's pushing in her earpiece. And what's very interesting, her right ear is always covered by her hair. And maybe it's not the earrings. Maybe she has a flesh tone earpiece deep in her ear. You can't see it because she has hair over her face. And when you look at the video, it looks like that's exactly what's happening. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that CBS, they completely interfered in the election. They manipulated the interview. They replaced an answer from a different question with one of the questions that were asked, and they got caught. And now we have the Center for American Rights, CAR, filed a formal complaint with the Federal Communications Commission against CBS News over its allegedly misleading edit of a 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris. And they're urging the network to release the full unedited transcript of the appearance last week. So this is very, very interesting. And what is CBS going to do? Trump, he put this out and said, why won't 60 Minutes release the fraudulent tapes of lying Kamala interview with them? Could it be because it was a complete and total disaster, or that they created many additional new answers for her? not just the one where she was so embarrassingly caught. In normal times, what would happen on 60 Minutes? Deceptively doctoring her answers would be the end of anyone's campaign. Kamala is slow, incoherent, and is in no way qualified to be president of the United States. Release the tapes for the good of America. We can do it the nice way or the hard way. Now, that's very interesting. Is this going to be an October surprise? Maybe. Maybe we found out the way that they're going to replace her. Remember, before we said, okay, what ways are they going to replace her? Well, we see it could be a medical issue. But now, since there's a suit against CBS and they're forcing them to release the full transcript, will Kamala have to step down because of this? And will this allow Obama and team to replace her? Think about where all of this is headed. Think about what has just been said by Trump. In the old days, this is what would have happened. So let's see how this plays out. It looks like they might have set this up. They might have did this on purpose to allow them to have Kamala step down because of this and bring in the next candidate. You see, the problem with Kamala is that she's attached to Biden. No matter what she says, she's the incumbent. Everyone sees it. No matter what they say, they can't get out of it. And this is a huge problem for them. But if they bring in an outsider who's not part of the Biden-Harris administration, well, they're no longer the incumbent. Think about how this is all going to play out. Now, once again, who's it going to be? Are they going to replace Kamala with Hillary Clinton? Or are they going to replace Kamala Harris with Michelle Obama and replace Waltz with Hillary Clinton, or the other way around? Will they replace Hillary Clinton for Kamala, and will they replace Waltz with Michelle Obama, or are they just bringing in Hillary Clinton? But it looks like they're preparing and getting ready to do this, which is going to be very, very interesting. Now, Kamala, she just did an interview with Bret Baier. There's no way that her staffers or anyone else would say, go on to Fox News, do an interview with Bret Baier without controlling the entire situation. The only reason you would do this is to have her screw up and let the world see it. Just like during the debates with Biden, they decided to schedule a debate outside of the debating system. And they decided, we're not going to give him questions. We're not going to help him. Let the world see it. And it looks like they just did it to Kamala Harris. And what's very interesting is Bret Baier, he reported that sure, her handlers, her staff, were saying, okay, this is over, this is over. So did they actually schedule this? Or did someone else push her into this? So this way, the people could see this. Because you know this is going viral all over the place. Paul Sperry put this out and said, breaking, no fewer than four handlers for Kamala frantically waved their hands to signal to Fox News anchor Bret Baier to cut his interview with her short. It's got to stop. Baier said they conveyed, obviously not pleased with their performance. I had to dismount there at the end. And he went on air. He told people this, that yes, they wanted her to stop. And Bret Baier said that she was visibly unprepared and she was having a very difficult time and she couldn't answer any of the questions, which is very, very interesting. So did they throw her into the arena without giving her any help? It's starting to seem that way. It looks like the same exact thing that they did with Biden. And what's very interesting is the fake news. They tried to cover for her the best they possibly can. Patriots Are Control put this out on X and said, Kamala's interview on Fox tonight was an absolute train wreck. You know it. I know it. Even the left knows it. But you have no idea how bad it was if all you read were headlines from the fake news. These propagandists continue to gaslight at unprecedented levels. And that's absolutely true. Plus, they picked out the word that they were going to use. They did a 4 a.m. drop. Even Elon Musk is realizing that there's a 4 a.m. drop. And all the headlines are reading that Harris interview on Fox gets testy. And Elon responds and said, testy is this week's sharp as a tack. So you could see that they're all lockstep in all of this. It's all scripted. They get their 4 a.m. drops. And all the things that Kamala did during the interview, she never really answered any of the questions. And I do believe there are two things that she said that pretty much did her in. The one thing that she said, the first thing I should say, she said, is that you got to take responsibility for what happened in your administration. Is she taking responsibility? Absolutely not. Instead, she's blaming everything on Trump. She said Trump 57 times. Can you imagine if you said, listen, we're going to do an interview. You can't mention abortion. You can't mention Trump. How would she even talk to the person? She wouldn't be able to. Bill Ackman put this out and said, VP Kamala Harris did not answer one direct question nor take responsibility for any of her actions, previous commitments, or policy positions. It was just filibuster and redirection until the clock ran out. Clandestine put this out and said, Kamala is completely cooked. When asked about why the American people don't feel like we're on the right track while she has been in office, she blames Trump. 79% of the people said the country's not on the right track. So basically, she said, it's Trump's fault. Well, she's been in the White House for almost 4 years. They had the House and the Senate for two. She's in control of all this. I mean, if she is blaming Trump now, how is she going to make anything better? She won't. Basically, she doesn't want to admit she destroyed the country. And the people aren't stupid. They know exactly what's going on. Clandestine said, put a fork in the campaign. It's over. The interview is exactly why Kamala refused to debate on Fox News. Absolutely. And you could see Bret Baier's questions. They were crafted in a certain way. Eddie Scarry explains, Bret Baier's questions weren't at all tough. They were crafted to eliminate all avenues of escape. His team deserves immense credit for that. But they amounted to very obvious and basic questions. The problem for Kamala is no honest answer isn't disqualifying. And you could see that they made sure that she didn't sit there for an hour. They made sure that she had a very, very short period of time. How do we know this? Well, Julie Kelly put this out and said, Bret Baier just said Kamala showed up at 5:17 p.m. despite a promise the interview would start at 5 and last for 30 minutes to give Fox enough time to turn around and tape interview for a 6 p.m. show. Kamala didn't want a live interview, then started the taped interview almost 20 minutes late before her aides cut it short. And despite their game playing and the pressure on Baier, Kamala still imploded. Absolutely. So once again, if she can't sit there for 20 minutes and have a debate with someone, how is she going to discuss anything with Putin? How is she going to discuss anything with Kim Jong-un? How is she going to discuss anything with Xi? How is she actually going to do anything? I think this is what people actually saw. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, great job by Bret Baier in his interview with Lion Kamala Harris. She has a massive and irredeemable case of Trump derangement syndrome. So bad, in fact, that she is barely able to talk about any subject other than the man who had the best economy ever, the strongest border in history, and who just got the unanimous endorsement of the U.S. Border Patrol, me. Their endorsement was a tremendous honor. They said that Comrade Kamala did a terrible job, the absolute worst in memory, and can't be allowed to do it again. She is almost the worst vice president in history, but hopefully will soon be gone. Again, congratulations to Bret Baier on a tough but very fair interview, one that clearly showed how totally incompetent Kamala is. For the good of our nation, her inferior cognitive ability must be tested at once. And he's absolutely right. And how do you know she really bombed in this interview? Well, Trump War Room explains. Why haven't you posted any clips of the interview if it was so great? Because this is a total lie. And every answer was an unmitigated disaster. Absolutely. And what's very funny is the Trump campaign, they took the entire interview, was like 26, 27 minutes long, and they used it, the entire thing, not just clips, the entire thing as their ad. They said, look at our newest ad drop. And it's the entire interview, which tells you everything you need to know. And when you look at the poll numbers after the interview, well, Kamala is losing ground once again. And these are the betting markets, Polymarket. And Trump, Storm has already put this out. Trump is at 59.9%. Kamala's at 39.9%. Then a little while later, we can see that all of a sudden, Trump shot up to 61.3%. Kamala's at 38.6%. This is a complete and utter disaster. But I do believe this was planned by Obama and the deep state players. Because again, nothing happens by accident. They would have never put her on Fox News or saying that she's going on Joe Rogan. I do believe they're saying she's going to be going on to these different podcasts, because if the people that try to make their base upset, they're trying to say, we need somebody else. Remember, they want the people to beg for someone else. And you can see the Hill is already putting out that the momentum is now shifting against Harris. They're doing this because everything now is about to change. And David Sacks explained, she's in a doom loop. If Kamala Harris falls behind in the polls, she'll have to do more media interviews. But if she does more media interviews, she will fall further behind in the polls. It's a doom loop. So how do you get out of a doom loop? Well, you're going to have to swap her out. There's no way you can keep her in there. I mean, you can. That'd be great. It'll be very, very easy for Trump, because her poll numbers are much, much lower than they're actually reporting. So the question is, why are they pushing Kamala Harris into all of these interviews? Obama knows that Kamala Harris is connected to Biden and they're responsible for what happened in this country. They can't separate her from this. It's completely and utterly possible. They know that her poll numbers are dropping like a rock. They're a lot lower than they're reporting. And it looks like they're using the same exact strategy to remove Biden. Let the public see it. Let them lose hope. Obama steps in with a better candidate. Remember, Biden terrible, Kamala better, Kamala terrible, Hillary Clinton or Michelle Obama much better. And I think Obama purposely made the color of your skin an issue because he knew this would, you know, be broadcast all over social media. And he wanted the people to say, it doesn't matter what color you are. Whoever's best for the job, that's the person we're going to vote for. So this allows him to actually swap out a white woman for a black woman. Makes it very, very easy for him to do this. And I do believe if that does happen, if they bring in Hillary one way or another, and they bring in Michelle Obama, I do believe we're coming full circle. Remember, Obama is the conductor of the insurgency of the 16-year plan. In the very, very beginning, when Trump was first running to be president, he said he was going to put Hillary Clinton in jail. So it looks like we're coming full circle right now. Back to the beginning. Back to Trump's campaign promise back in 2016. Now, are they going to use the unedited version of CBS? Are they going to put that out there? And people are going to start to realize that, hey, they did manipulate this. And then we'll find out that Kamala's administration, they actually were involved in this. Is this going to give them the ammunition they need to actually have her step down now? And maybe as a consolation prize, they will make her acting president, or maybe they'll make her acting president beforehand to see if that helps her, gives her a little bit of a bump. And if that doesn't work, then just remove her altogether. Maybe, maybe not. Remember, it doesn't mean they have the ability to do it. It means they're going to attempt it and they're going to try to do this as best they possibly can. And it looks like they're pushing in this direction. And what's very interesting is that during the funeral of Ethel Kennedy, Obama was speaking to Biden, and it looks like Biden was okay there. And the cameras were on them, and I think Obama knew the cameras were on him. And it looks like, from the New York Post, they had a lip reader who's a U.S. College London certified expert witness for litigants, and this individual is deaf, and he reads lips. So this is very, very interesting. So what did they say? Well, Biden said, she's not as strong as me. Obama says, I know, that's true. Don't worry, we have time. Yeah, we'll get it in time. That's very interesting. What does that mean? Are they going to do something? They have a little bit of time left. Don't worry about it. Let's see how this all plays out. This is very interesting. Now, the people of this country, they do not believe that Biden is running the country. Because once again, I do believe Obama is giving the orders. Biden is really not doing it. But who's actually really running the country? I do believe the military with Trump, they are running the country right now. And actually, Trump did say something very, very interesting. He was on a podcast. I think it was The Blaze. And they asked him, you know, who's running the country? And he said it was a committee. So that's very interesting, because that goes along with continuity of government. And I think we all knew this from the very, very beginning. But do people in general believe that Biden is actually running the country? Well, Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, do you agree or disagree with the statement? Joe Biden is not running the show at the White House. He's a puppet for a progressive left committee headed by Obama. 37% strongly agree, 16% somewhat agree. So right there, what is that, 53% say, yeah, Obama is actually running the country. And I do believe that's exactly what is happening. And as we approach the elections, we can see there's many different candidates. One of them is Carrie Lake. She is out in Arizona. She's going up against Ruben Gallego. She destroyed him in the debates that they had. And she kept bringing up that he divorced his wife when she was pregnant. And it looks like the case went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court says you can't hide this anymore. And they unsealed his divorce, his records. And it looks like Ruben and Kate, by the way, his wife is Mayor Kate, and they tried to stop it, but they couldn't do it. And Ruben's petition for divorce stipulated that the party's marriage is irretrievable and broken and that there is no reasonable prospect of reconciliation. But Kate appears to have been blindsided by her husband's decision when she responded to her husband's filing in February of 2017. She said she was without knowledge of information sufficient to form a belief about her husband's claim that the marriage was broken beyond repair, and she denied the allegation. And what's very interesting, this all happened while she was ready to give birth any day. And the unsealed file also shows that Ruben wanted his wife to foot the bill for the divorce proceedings, stipulating that he was entitled to an award of attorney fees. Very, very interesting. I think this is most likely going to bury him quite a bit. I think the poll numbers are going to shoot up for Carrie Lake. And remember, they cheated in the election in 2022. She should have been governor. Abe Hamadeh should have been attorney general. Mark Fitchum should have been secretary of state. They were robbed of these positions because they cheated in the election. And they are going to try to cheat in the election once again. But this time, I do believe it's going to be a little bit different. Doesn't mean they're not going to fight back. Of course they are. And what's very interesting is that Trump is having his rally in Madison Square Garden. And Mark Hamill, who's on the side of Biden, he must have been to Epstein Island or something else happened to him. He is now urging people to sign up for Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden and then not go. So the place looks empty. So he's trying to get all the D's to sign up and then not show up. So it looks like nobody showed up at Madison Square Garden. Now, I don't think that's going to work. I think there are so many people signing up that are all for Trump that they'll be able to fill the seats even if they try to do this. But look what they try to do to make it seem like he doesn't have a following. It's absolutely unbelievable. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Biden admin, they've been slapped with a major lawsuit over alleged refusal to help state purge non-citizens from voter rolls. And the state of Florida is suing the Biden administration over what it claims is a refusal to verify immigration records. And the state argues that DHS is mandated to respond to an inquiry from a state or local government seeking to verify the immigration status of anyone in their jurisdiction for a purpose authorized by law. Because the federal government is refusing to comply with these obligations and frustrating Florida's ability to maintain the integrity of its elections, they're filing a suit. And yes, DHS is supposed to respond to this. But of course, why would they want to do that? Remember, it all goes back to Mayorkas. And right there, that tells you everything you need to know. Because they don't want to tell them who's illegal, who's not, who can vote, who cannot vote. But this is part of our system. And they should have this information, which means they're panicking, which means they don't want to give it because they need the illegals to vote, which, again, this is another form of cheating. And the government is actually performing this. But you could see the people of this country, they're all for Trump. NBC News correspondent Van Hilliard said that he went to the battleground state of Arizona and he looked for people that voted for Kamala Harris. And he couldn't find any. He only found Trump supporters, which is very, very interesting, who are voting early. So I do believe that Trump, the Patriots, they've been telling people to vote early. I do believe they've been countering the deep state players, the D's. And Trump and team, they've been setting up a lot of roadblocks. And by doing all this, this is making it very, very difficult for the deep state players to cheat the way they cheated back in 2020. I do believe Trump, he's actually sending them down the path he wants them to go, because he doesn't want them using these ballots. Now, of course, they're going to try to use the ballots. Yes, they're going to try to cheat in the election. Yes, I do believe we might find out that Trump won on the day, or maybe a day after or 2 days after. But I think what they're going to do is they're going to say, well, wait a minute. We're getting reports now that something happened in the election. And I do believe the intelligence agencies, they have to report, because of the executive order, they have to report back to the president how the elections went. I think they have like 45 days or so, which actually brings us very, very close to the certification of Trump. Now, can they say that the elections were manipulated? Can they wait that long? Maybe they'll say it right off the bat, and then they'll have the report as we approach the certification. So which means we might have this period of time where we don't know who actually won the election. I do believe they're going to try to do something like this. And this is how they're going to try to get the Trump supporters very, very angry. And they're going to try to get their base angry, because they're going to think that Trump is winning. So they're trying to create the atmosphere of chaos. And I do believe this is what they're going to try to do. But I do believe Trump has let us know that he will be using the Alien Act to counter all of this. And what's very interesting, and Karma Patriot put this out, she said, the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. The president may invoke the Aliens Enemy Act in times of declared war and when foreign government threatens or undertakes an invasion or predatory incursion against U.S. territory. The Constitution gives Congress the power to declare war, but the president need not wait for Congress to invoke the law based on ongoing invasion. President Trump would have inherent authority to protect the nation from any enemy within, and SCOTUS has upheld it as constitutional. Resident alien enemies can be captured on land or water. Property can be seized. They have no rights in courts. The sweeping authority of the Alien Enemies Act sidesteps a law that bans the military from civilian law enforcement. I think the recent DOD directive was written to give ICE and G and military legal authority to remove foreign enemies from within our borders. Absolutely right. And this is why Trump has been letting everyone know this is what he's going to do. This is how he's going to counter all the chaos that we're going to see. But I do believe it's going to be a battle. I don't think it's going to end as soon as the elections are over. I think this is going to continue on because, again, the deep state players, they're not just going to give up. Yes, the first roundup, the first people they're going to get are the illegals. But again, we need the rule of law to go after these other individuals. I do believe Trump this entire time has been building a case. But again, we have to follow the rule of law every step of the way. And we need to put these people away. We need accountability. And I do believe during this period of time, the deep state players, they might take the easy way out. They might flee, or they might fight back with everything that they have. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared and ready for this. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.